Now, the rest of the story. You're about to take a test. Not an easy test. You're going to hear the names of 13 lawyers, 13 of our nation's most prominent attorneys, and only one of them was a law school dropout. Can you guess who? Ready, get set, go. Patrick Henry, member of the Continental Congress, governor of Virginia. He passed his oral bar examinations in 1760, and within 3 years he had handled more than 1,100 cases. John Jay, he was admitted to the bar in 1768, subsequently distinguished himself as the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. John Marshall, another Supreme Court Chief Justice, he passed his bar exams in 1780. William Wirt, barely 20, he practiced law in Culpeper County, Virginia. Eventually, he became United States Attorney General. Now, remember, one of these famous lawyers was a law school dropout, and you're trying to discover him. Roger Taney began practicing law in 1799, then worked his way up, U.S. Treasury Secretary, Supreme Court Chief Justice. Daniel Webster, as in the devil and. He was admitted to the Boston Bar in 1805, established a phenomenal legal reputation. Subsequently, in 1841, he was appointed U.S. Secretary of State. Salmon Chase, United States Senator, Supreme Court Chief Justice. He achieved his first widespread recognition as a defense attorney for runaway slaves. Abraham Lincoln, 16th President of the United States, the pursuit of which was greatly enhanced by his former experience as a lawyer. And speaking of Lincoln, Stephen Douglas, admitted to the bar in 1834. He later became representative, then senator from Illinois. He debated Lincoln, remember? Clarence Darrow, a lawyer of world renown. His most famous case was the Scopes trial of 1925. Its central issue was the teaching of evolution in public schools. Robert Story, born in 1893, he became president of the American Bar Association in the 1950s. Strom Thurmond, admitted to the bar in 1930. He later became governor of South Carolina, then senator from that state. James Eastland, nationally prominent senator from Mississippi. His law practice began in 1927, and those are the 13. Only one of them abandoned law school after the first year, never to return. Want me to run through them one more time? Names only. Patrick Henry, John Jay, John Marshall, William Wirt, Roger Taney, Daniel Webster, Stallman Chase, Abraham Lincoln, Stephen Douglas, Clarence Darrow, Robert Story, Strom Thurmond, James Eastland. Time's up. Of the names you've just heard, only one was a law school dropout, and he was Clarence Darrow. That's right. Clarence Darrow, a figure the whole world associates with the practice of law, attended law school for 1 year only, did not distinguish himself, and dropped out to study law on his own. And now you know, did I mention that the other 12, those dozen most distinguished American lawyers, including four Chief Justices of the U.S. Supreme Court, that they could not have dropped out of law school? Because they never went to law school at all. Now, you know the rest of the story.